Ever since Superstorm Sandy, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has maintained that a line of protective dunes is needed along the coastline. Dunes, of course, saved many communities from flooding during Sandy, but there are still many areas that are lacking this kind of protection. Part of the holdup has been that some homeowners with beachfront property refuse to grant permission for these huge sand walls to be put on any part of their property. Scott Gurian is the Sandy Recovery Reporter for NJ Spotlight, and I've asked him to bring us up to date on the state's progress with dunes. Scott, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Bring us up to date. Is progress being made on building protective dunes?
Well, there has been some progress, but it's, you know, been limited in scope, so most of the actual construction of these dunes has yet to begin. Just to take a step back, you'll recall that Seaside Heights was pretty well pummeled during Sandy, and there was that famous photo of the roller coaster collapsed into the ocean, and Seaside Heights didn't have protective dunes, but the next town over, Seaside Park, did, and the damage there was much less severe. So I think that was kind of a lesson for many people about the value that these dunes provide in reducing vulnerabilities from major storms. So the state of New Jersey, along with the Army Corps, came up with this plan to construct dunes and berms along most of the developed sections of the Jersey Shore. In some places, we've heard these could be 18 to 20 feet tall, 300 feet wide. But, you know, now it's been 2 years since Sandy, and the building process, you know, is behind schedule. It's been delayed in part by behind-the-scenes bureaucratic steps the federal government needed to take, like conducting economic assessments and securing environmental approvals for the construction. But the process has also been held up, as you said, by some coastal residents who've refused to sign easements to their land, and they're frustrated with the government taking their land. They some of them don't feel like they've been fairly compensated, and they're angry about the loss of their view, or, you know, in some cases, they just don't think that this one-size-fits-all approach of building dunes is necessarily the best or the most effective way to protect their community. In the meantime, the Army Corps has gone about completing beach replenishment efforts along the length of the coast, and it's restored pre-existing dunes that were damaged in the storm.
How many homeowners are we talking about that are fighting these efforts to have the dunes built?
Well, as of mid-November, the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection tells me there are about 347 homeowners, down from close to 2,800 at one point last year. And they're mostly grouped along a stretch of coastline south of the Manasquan Inlet on the Barnegat Peninsula. And, you know, it was July of 2013 when the state Supreme Court kind of handed a victory to the Christie administration in this Harvey Cedars case. What it did was it overturned a lower court decision that granted a couple $375,000 compensation after their borough, Harvey Cedars, built this 22-foot-high dune that obstructed their view. These people were saying, you know, they were asking for this $375,000 in compensation. The court ruled that the protective benefit that the dune gave both the couple and their neighbors from, you know, these big storms actually kind of offset whatever loss of their property value, you know, would occur from the loss of their view. So that ruling, you know, it canceled out the $375,000 they would have gotten instead. In the end, they only got $1. And that ruling kind of effectively paved the way for the state to embark upon this plan to fortify the coast without kind of breaking the bank. Otherwise, it would have been an extremely expensive proposition if they had to pay enormous sums to each of these homeowners along the coast. So, you know, that kind of started the ball rolling. And then, you know, so the state over, you know, since that time has kind of been little by little trying to kind of talk to homeowners, get them to, you know, go along, telling them, well, see, this case lost in court, you're not going to win either. In fact, there was another case also from Harvey Cedars. That couple or that person only got $300 in the end for the loss of you know, their easement. So, you know, slowly, little by little, kind of, you know, the state's been winning some people over. In cases where that hasn't worked, you know, the states, they've sent letters to people, arranged private meetings, and when all else has failed, the state has been using its eminent domain powers, condemning properties in a series of, you know, small towns and cities up and down the coast. And, you know, that process has begun and will continue.
Now, my understanding is Earlier this month in the general election, voters in Margate, New Jersey, just south of Atlantic City, they approved a ballot question relating to the dunes. What were the voters being asked to decide?
So the situation in Margate was voters approved this non-binding referendum to basically spend up to $200,000 on lawyers to stop the state and the Army Corps from proceeding with the dune project in their municipality. They thought the dunes weren't the best approach and that it would actually be better, in their case, to reinforce the city's existing bulkheads and take other measures to address the flood risk from the bay side of the island rather than, you know, the ocean side, which is what the dunes focus on. People in Margate are intending to fight this, they say, though it seems like kind of the horse is already out of the barn. The state has actually already, declared eminent domain in Margate. So these people seems like they face an uphill battle. Meanwhile, there's another potential fight that may occur farther up the coast in Bayhead. There's 123 holdouts still there, the most of any municipality left. And they're calling instead for, you know, an expansion of the existing rock revetment and repairs to jetties instead of construction of a dune. They think these other measures would be more permanent and more effective approaches to dealing with the impacts of devastating storms like Sandy.
So with these holdouts, are we likely to see much progress in the year ahead?
The state is taking steps to deal with these holdouts on a case-by-case basis. So far, the DEP has kind of partnered with, I think, seven or eight towns up and down the coast to actually get those individual municipalities to use their eminent domain powers on the local level. And then there's a few cases, as I mentioned, in Margate, also in the Delaware Bayshore town of Elsinboro, where local officials haven't been as cooperative. So the state, you know, from the Department of Environmental Protection has issued its own condemnation proceedings against these homeowners.
Scott Gurian is the Sandy Recovery Reporter for NJ Spotlight and New Jersey Public Radio. Scott, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Alan.